For the next few minutes, we would like to invite you to expand your attention, like the vastness of the ocean, and at the same time to draw with full focus from what we are going to share with you. Listen not only with your ears, but above all with an open heart. You don't have to understand everything immediately. But allow yourself the next few minutes to let it sink into the depths of your being. That is the invitation. Welcome, Satyam Parry. Would you like to share with us a little bit how you met each other and how was it like the first time that you really consciously recognized the other person? So Satya, when you remember, when you going back in your memories, so when you saw Parry the first time, and also Parry, so how was it when you saw Satya the first time? And then how did it really happen that your paths really crossed also in that kind of format?
You want to start?
Yeah, I can. This was the early 90s, actually, where I was in a devastated, disappointed state as far as relationships are concerned, because I didn't have a problem to have a girlfriend, but I had a problem to be loyal to love and loyal to the commitment, loyal to the person, and didn't have the depth of understanding and commitment and of acceptance to let the other be the way she wants to be. There was always this getting something in order to also give something. There was a certain deal always, which I was not aware of. So I needed a lot of very nice and good and blessed disappointments to be ready to go deeper into being with somebody. And the Sangha around Papaji in the Satsang definitely helped, because I refocused on deeper levels of existence than just these, you know, you want to be with somebody to have fun and then you see it works and then somehow it doesn't work and then you look for somebody else and all that kind of stuff. I had gone through that pretty much. And I was ready to look a bit deeper. So when we met,
you meet me?
Yeah, that's what I wanted just to say. So when we met, actually, the first time consciously was in Lucknow during a marriage in the forest. I was having my video camera there, and I was working anyway in the video department. I was recording voluntarily. It was not really a big organization around Papaji. It was pretty much improvised. So I was one of those improvised video person, because I had a camera simply. And I went to that forest. Some friends of ours were marrying there with Papaji. And I interviewed also before I was with Papaji, and there were some interviews, and I had it all on tape. And then at the end was also of the marriage celebration, Satya singing and dancing for Papaji. Papaji had invited her in many occasions. I had seen her. I knew who she was, and I knew also her mother being there, and I felt always this attraction for her in her presence and in her depth and silence to be with Papaji. And I knew that if I was ever again to be in a relationship with somebody, it has to be with somebody who is dedicated to love and truth first, and not to any expectation that the relationship will fulfill something. So this was a vague vision for me, and when I saw Satya these few times, and also specifically that day, I was captured, and I had a conscious memory, oh, I would like actually to meet her after I had seen her a few times. We never had actually contact. And after that wedding, we had a short meeting. I went up to her and told her, oh, I like very much, la, 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 what you did, and I have it all on tape. And she was hardly looking at me, actually. She was somehow somewhere else, being so much in touch and love with Papaji. I think she was still under this impression, having just had this bliss attack, being dancing and singing with Papaji, that she hardly gave me actually any attention. And I remember this this feeling very well. I said, oh, okay, good, maybe that's it. Why not? Then she jumped on a rickshaw and went downtown. And I was standing there, and I felt happy as well, no problem. But I thought, she's not really interested in having more contact, but no problem. Still, I felt this attraction with her. And then later, after some time, I saw her again. I mean, we were meeting often in satsangs optically, but never had really direct contact. I was busy with my videos, and I was seeing her often sitting there in the satsang, and we had a very nice connection, sometimes also in the eating area after the satsang, but never really direct contact. But the first absolute personal contact then came when I saw her coming back from a visit in Tiru. She came back from Tiru, and I felt this beautiful silence and depth around her, coming back again to Lucknow, to Papaji, and I was again very much touched and very much interested to connect with her. And still it took quite some time. Then I invited her to come then with me once to Rishikesh, few weeks later, but she could not because she just came back from Rishikesh. She was in Rishikesh with somebody else. So I went with somebody else to Rishikesh. I invited simply somebody else to Rishikesh. And they were very willing to go with me for a few weeks to Rishikesh. I had a good time there, came back. And then later there was a few months later, there was in few days will be the time, there was a party of a common friend of ours, and she had invited me and Satya to her birthday in the satsang sangha, in a house close to the satsang house in Lucknow. And there was dancing, there was some beer, some champagne, some alcohol being drunk and everything, and dance and a beautiful party. And then Satya came towards me very straight on, sat on my lap without much blah blah, sitting there, and that holding was for me something relaxing deep inside. I remember still this feeling, and it was right on, and I would have needed from her exactly this direct approach after a few times showing interest but not really having the response. I kind of let it loose, the whole thing, in a positive sense. But that was a direct invitation, so to say. And I think since that day we were together. That was for me our physical connection.
So, yeah, for me, I actually don't remember this incident in the forest where he came to talk to me.
It seemed that you have been quite busy those days, right, with other things.
Yes, and it's true special forest wedding, which was very special because it's the only wedding in the forest that there was. And I want to say that I went to Papaji and said, I want to sing a song. I have a song prepared with a friend. And he said to me, you can only sing if you dance also. Otherwise, we finish now. The wedding is finished. So I had really to jump and improvise. And that was like a breakthrough for me because I was at that time going a bit through some doubting period, you know, where you have had an insight of what happens in Lucknow, but some doubt comes in, and then I was a bit suffering. And through this incident, I really had like a breakthrough, and then I went to eat with Papaji, and And then he said, only when you can only dance when you have no fear, he told me. And so I was kind of, you know, it was a really important moment for me. And that's why when he came to me, I think I was really somewhere else. But funny enough, I don't remember that. But after that, I started to see him in the, you know, outside of satsang when everybody comes out. And I thought, this man, I had the feeling he's so like a son, you know. I heard he's from Greece. And this attracted me. And of course, when you are attracted to somebody, you often get very shy, you know. When you are not so touched, then it's easier to maybe come to somebody. But so I became very shy. And then this friend who had this birthday, she was invited once to a dinner party, and I would have liked so much to go there, you know. So I started to feel like a interest for him. But then things happened. Yeah, you said that you invited me. And yes, one time also, no, it's a little bit more. One time I heard you sing this song, Govindam. And then I asked him, can I sing it with you? So I went to his room. He was living below my flat. And that's how we had kind of the first contact. And then we sang for Papaji together. Oh, I danced and you sang, I forgot what it was, but at another wedding. Yes, and then I said no for Rishikesh because I also felt I was not sure you really meant it, or I don't know, it was not fitting. So there was this attraction, you know, and then never it was really fitting. And he went back to Greece. I lived on in Lucknow. And in that summer, I felt, like I told you yesterday, I felt this, that I was really fed up with all these stories I had and always suffering somehow at the end. And I felt I want now love, that it comes from love, from the heart. And even if I have to be alone for years, for months, I will not move my finger anymore. So when he came back from Greece, I saw him, but I didn't go to him. I didn't do anything. And funny enough, we started to cross each other, you know, in the satsang. And I felt suddenly love growing, like there was suddenly a connection, which surprised me because it was not, you know, just a physical attraction. It was something deeper that suddenly was connecting us. And that is why when my friend had her party, I took my courage and I showed it, you know, because also, like for me, he had quite some women around him and I had also quite some men around me. But I felt I need to show it. And I thought, okay, if he doesn't like me, what does it change? I'm alone now. Does it change anything? No. So I will. I had suddenly the courage. It needed some courage. And I did that because I also could feel that there was a connection. Yeah, it took still a little bit of time. It didn't. It took a few weeks till we were really together. But it really felt like it comes from the heart, and I trusted that.
Mm.
Yeah.
So it was not that you were not interested, you were a bit shy?
Sure, so, also insecure sometimes. But the beauty was, I found it funny that a friend of mine, she was always taking care of the people sitting in satsang, and she was pregnant, so she asked me if I could do it for a few weeks. And I ended up always in front seats, and I was always in his camera angle, you know. It was life, it was, you know, that he wanted or not, I was always in his view. And yes, and also, funny enough, Papaji was talking a lot about relationships in that time, which he was usually not, you know, like, I remember one satsang, he said, you have to, if you are two, you have to go in the same boat and in the same direction, you know, because if one goes that way and the other that way, it cannot work. So both go for truth, both go together for that. And so there were a lot of interesting insights. I felt really like he supports it somehow. It was really like we were carried, you know. It was even more because when Paris invited me to Greece, you know, he was always going back in end of April for his center in Greece. Then suddenly, or maybe you say the story, that Papaji wanted also to come to Corfu, you know. So
he wanted to come and stay in Corfu with us.
Yeah, and so I really felt blessed. I never told him, I'm going now to Corfu. Can you let me go to Corfu? I always felt I trust that if this comes up, that that's right. And then that he wanted also to come to Corfu, I felt it was such a blessing, you know, like even if at the end it didn't happen because he had a car accident and he broke his arm, but it was such a blessing that suddenly he wanted even himself to come to Corfu, you know, when I was just new there. So there were a lot of support. There was a lot of support. It was really felt it's meant to be.
Universal support.
Exactly. Yeah.
And he was also taking care. He was also taking care of the people because he must have known that he soon will leave. Exactly. And also on this level, he was putting people together sometimes and he was making often jokes. Somebody had an intellectual question about truth and then he said, wait a minute. Who would fit for you? Wait a minute. And then the people they were sometimes shocked because they expected a very intelligent, good answer for truth. And he was very practical, down to matters. And in fact, many of his arrangements they are still functioning till today. It's not that all of them, because also some marriages that didn't work out. You know, we are humans still. One has to have the commitment for that, what he was pointing towards. But he was very playful with that and taking care for his people. He meant it. That's why he was a real papa. Not only Babaji, but Papaji on every level.
Yeah, I really felt like, you know, from living in Lucknow, suddenly my life took a completely new turn. And I was also ready to, I wanted to be more in the West, you know. And to, yeah. And so meeting Paris was an opening for me. And it really felt like Papaji takes care of me, of my life. I really felt so, like a real papa.
At that time, I was through the intervention of a friend who was Papaji's private doctor. I gave her sometimes sessions when she had problems with her body, and she said, oh, maybe you could give sessions to Papaji. So I gave him a few massages. And in one of these sessions, after the massage, we had some tea together. And Papaji was always very much in favor, actually, of taking care of this part of our human life. Do not waste so much energy in this whole issue with relationships. Just find a partner and stay in good times and in bad times. You know, just allow the love in your heart to not be dependent on the love level, how it is going in your relationship only, because most people are wasting their life like that. We had very nice talks about this, and he was talking very straight and one-to-one about this issue. And these times when he wanted to come to Corfu was actually very interesting because he was always treating me as one and the same like him, talking very mature things together. And I was still coming out of a big sannyas concept that marriages and all these kind of things, they are something to be avoided. You have to flow with love, not with marriages and all this kind of concept, which was creating a lot of trouble for me. I was not realizing it, but the moment I had the understanding that commitment is not in any kind limiting, rather actually expanding, because you have so much more energy left for a whole spectrum of life, rather than always looking for the next partner and is this still the love that I need and want, and always a self-reflection about love affairs, this completely stopped. And he asked me, so what kind of fruits you have in Corfu? So I had also his passport. He gave me to arrange a visa for him for Greece, and he was so happy, looking forward. And he was really blessing also this connection that we had with Satya. But he was really also very naughty. He told me sometimes to not tell anybody that we got, not even your wife. Nobody should know. Only when it's time then. But still I told her. You were not supposed to even know it. I told her, I have a secret, but you have to keep it for yourself. It was quite serious. And then there was a party. And after the party, they had a lot of intoxicating Indian drinks. And the driver, which was actually his doctor, she fell in with a Maruti van in a hole in a curve, and the van fell to the side, and Babaji broke his arm. And after this, actually, he didn't feel like traveling also anymore. I think it was actually 1 year before he died even.